Here's something nobody told you when you started your coaching business. In 2026, your prospects aren't asking what you do anymore. They're asking what you've done. And if you can't answer that question in public, with specifics, with names, with numbers, you're already losing them to the coach down the street who can. I'm Nick Gaske from Pod Bros Media, and today we're talking about the quietest crisis hitting the coaching industry right now, the shift from trust me to show me. Let me set the scene. The global business coaching market is projected to hit $1.2 billion by the end of this year. That sounds great until you look at who's growing inside it. The coaches winning the biggest contracts in 2026 share one thing. They've built a public body of work that lets buyers self-qualify before the discovery call ever happens. The coaches getting squeezed? They're still selling on vibes, on personality, on a sales page that says transformational results, without a single recorded conversation backing it up. So what changed? Because 5 years ago, you could close a $30,000 coaching engagement on a discovery call alone. Today, that same buyer wants something different before they get on Zoom with you. Here's what changed. Three things happened at the same time, and most coaches didn't notice. First, the coaching industry developed a reputation problem. High-pressure selling, vague promises, coaches with no real track record charging premium prices. Buyers got burned and they got smart. Now they walk into every conversation suspicious by default. Second, AI coaching apps exploded. Some estimates project the AI coaching market to hit $62 billion this year, growing at 28% annually. Your prospects are getting structured coaching prompts on their phones for $20 a month. The bar for what makes a human coach worth $8,000 just got moved. A lot. Third, the buyer profile shifted. The clients with real budgets, founders, executives, six and seven figure operators, they research differently. They listen to podcasts on their commute. They read long form. They want to hear how you think in your actual voice before they trust you with their business. Now combine those three. You get a 2026 buyer who shows up to your sales call already half decided. The decision wasn't made on your sales page, it was made weeks earlier when they were driving to a client meeting and listening to someone in your space explain a hard problem with clarity and confidence. If that someone wasn't you, you lost the deal before you even knew it was on the table. Here's the data point that should wake every coach up. In a recent industry survey, 77% of coaches said AI can never replace a human coach. That's the strongest consensus in the entire report. And they're right, but they're also missing the actual threat. The threat isn't AI replacing you. The threat is that your prospects can't tell you apart from the AI. Because you've never put your real thinking, your real frameworks, your real client stories into the world in a format buyers can actually consume. When a prospect Googles you, what do they find? A LinkedIn profile with a few posts? A website with testimonials they don't trust? A sales page promising outcomes you can't prove. That's not a public body of work. That's a flyer. Compare that to the coaches winning in 2026. They have a podcast where they walk through real client situations, anonymized but specific. They publish episodes where they think out loud about hard problems in their niche. They reference actual conversations, actual decisions, actual outcomes. Not in a salesy way, in a thinking partner way. When their prospect hits the discovery call, that prospect has already spent 2 or 3 hours inside the coach's head. They've heard the voice. They've heard the framework. They've heard how the coach handles complexity. The trust isn't built on the call. The trust was built 6 episodes ago. Here's what this looks like in practice. Imagine you're a leadership coach working with founders scaling past $10 million in revenue. The old way to position that was a sales page bullet list. Founder coaching. Scaling strategies, leadership development, vague, forgettable. The new way is a podcast episode titled, What I Told a Founder When His Co-Founder Said She Wanted Out, or The Compensation Conversation That Almost Broke a 15-Person Leadership Team, or Why I Told a CEO to Stop Hiring for 6 Months. Specific, real, unforgettable. A prospect doesn't need to listen to all of those. They need to listen to one. And by the end of that one episode, they know whether you think the way they want their coach to think. That's the qualifier you've been missing. What does this actually take to build? Less than you think. At PodBros Media in Scottsdale, this is exactly what we build for coaches. You come into our studio at 7575 East Osborne Road. You sit down for one recording session. We capture the kind of conversations that make prospects say, "This person gets it." Then our team edits, produces, distributes, and turns each episode into the social posts, blog content, and email assets your business needs to compound week over week. You don't have to figure out the tech. You don't have to learn editing. You don't have to manage a content calendar. You show up, you talk. We turn it into the public body of work that makes high-ticket buyers self-qualify before they ever fill out your discovery form. If you're a coach in Phoenix, Scottsdale, or anywhere in Arizona, and you've been feeling like the deals are getting harder to close, even though your craft has never been better, that gap you're feeling is real. It's not your coaching. It's the absence of proof in the places your buyers are looking. Head to podbrosmedia.com/free session. We'll show you exactly what your coaching podcast would look like, who it would attract, and what it would cost to launch in the next 30 days. I'm Nick Gaske. Thanks for listening to the PodBros Playbook.